All right. So let's talk about three-way calls. That's what this is all about. How to do three-way calls. You know, a three-way call is one of the most important vehicles we have. Did you turn on my phone lid? Sorry. I heard it beep.
I turned off your phone.
Oh, did you? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, three-way calls are one of the most important parts of network marketing. I always tell people they're invaluable. I remember when I first started in Manitech, I didn't know much about glyconutrients. I probably mispronounced it more than I pronounced it accurately. But the idea was I didn't have all that science background. I didn't even have any health background. I remember I was a practicing lawyer and a businesswoman, and all of a sudden I found myself in the health field after I researched for 3.5 years or so trying to help my dad. And that's when I came across this science. Of course, I studied all of that. But the idea was I still didn't know how the body functioned. I didn't know all the inner workings. I couldn't tell you what an omega-3 was if you paid me $1 million, right? I had no idea. So it was important for me to have somebody upline from me who could support me a little bit. And of course, I had no clue how network marketing worked because no one in my entire life, through my first 42 years or whatever, 41 years, ever approached me with network marketing. I guess I was, as I tell people, I think I was on everybody's chicken list because I surely had the personality because I loved people and I loved interacting. So I'm sure I had that, but probably being a lawyer was a little intimidating for some people. So they didn't get involved in it. But there are a lot of lawyers now that are involved in it. In fact, some of them are unbelievably successful in network marketing. But the idea is that three-way calls are critical as a brand new associate. If you're just getting somebody brand new started, you don't want to get them started and allow them to fail in their first 90 days, right? Because I'm going to tell you, the first 90 days make all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. Now, does that mean I'm telling you that if in the first 90 days they all have to be successful, otherwise they walk away? No, that's not what I'm saying. But if in the first 90 days that brand new associate you brought in knows you are 100% all in to support them to be successful in this business, that will drive them in and of itself. You're building a relationship. You're building a friendship. You're there for them. You're supporting them every step of the way. You know what? That's critical. They don't have that in other endeavors. People haven't done that for them in their jobs or other places they've worked or maybe other network marketing companies. So you're building a friendship, first and foremost, and a support system for them. And you can say, well, Mary Jo, but I've only been in for 6 months, so how can I? You know what? You have 6 months more experience than they do. So it doesn't, don't look at yourself as inadequate. Look at yourself from the position of, do I have more experience than they do? And you know what the definition of an expert is? Somebody that knows one more thing than you do, that makes them an expert. So you're an expert. That doesn't mean you know it all. You're just an expert in their minds because you've been involved 6 months and they're brand new, just starting. So you want to be there for them. So, and if you keep saying, well, I just don't want to do them. I'm just going to use my upline and my up. Well, if you keep doing that, then I will tell you one thing. I've seen people in Manitech over the years say, well, I'm just going to use Mary Jo because she's upline for me. And, of course, I rebuke that. I tell them to start doing it on their own. I'll even tell them, you know what, I'll be on the call with you, and so I'll critique it, but I won't say anything just to give you feedback and then just allow you to get better, right? Because you as a leader want to empower your people to become leaders. Otherwise, you're going to create the net result that your downline never flourishes. This business only works by you setting an example as a leader and empowering other people you bring in to lead their organizations. You want to build independence from the associates you bring in after a certain period of time. So maybe you only hear from them on their Monday calls or, you know, once every month they might call you with some exceptional issue or whatever and be on your leadership calls and your leadership trainings. But that's the way you grow this business. You don't grow this business by creating a dependency or by being non-existent for brand new people. You need to have that balance if you understand that. So as you start a brand new person, they need you. No matter what they say, you want to interfere in their lives, okay? That doesn't mean you call them 12 times a day. It just means that you want to make sure they understand you are there for them any time they want. And three-way calling is critical. Now, when we look at how you do a three-way call, every single one of you should be developing a skill set on how to do it. So if you've never done a three-way call on your cell phone, I'm going to tell you, go out there and do 10 of them today. Write that down. My job today is to do 10 three-way calls. I don't care who you tack in. You can use your kids, your husband, your mother, your relatives, your friends at church, whatever, just to practice it so that you have it down so pat that you have no problem doing it. Make it something that is like water off a duck's back. It's so simple, because the minute you look at something and it seems complex for you and you don't understand step-by-step how to do it, I guarantee you one thing, you're not going to do it. So learn how to do it. The technology is easy, so you want to practice with two others in advance. And, you know, if people see you troubling and stumbling all over it, especially if they're in their 30s and 40s and or even 20s, they're going to think, oh, my gosh, this person knows nothing about technology. They're going to, it's almost like walking into somebody's life and you can't speak English. And you're going to expect them to want to do business with you and buy into your business when you don't speak English. And that's the only language they know. I hope that analogy sticks with you. So you want to be able to communicate with them the way they communicate. I mean, these kids today live off of their cell phones, right? And you may not agree with that, but that's the world today. So we want to be able to communicate with them the way they do and be somewhat proficient at it so that they trust you and know that you could be a resource for them. So learn how to do it. All right, so we're going to talk about different ways that we use three-way calls, because there's basically what? There's three ways that we use three-way calls. At least, you know, I mean, there are many ways you can use them, but I'm going to focus on different steps in the process of bringing along a new associate, right? The first one would be you have a brand new person, right? You have a brand new person who's just started in your business. What's the first thing we tell the person to do? We want them to, what? Well, we get them on the orders. They get their first order in. They tell them to read a little bit about Manatech, learn some things, but we tell them to build their list. Right? Number one out of the box, build a list. I don't need them to build a list of 500 people. I want them to build a list and then isolate on that list the top 20 people they think would be most effective in doing this business with them. So I let them tell me who they think they are. A lot of times they're not going to be right, but they have better judgment than I do because I probably don't know anyone on their list. And then I go, let's sit down and we're going to make 20 calls together or 10 calls together. You don't want them connecting with people to drive them into this business because they don't know how to do it. Most people are going to be, you know, negotiating with people. They're going to be telling them, oh, this is the greatest thing to solve the pie. You just got to join this with me. Oh, my gosh, we're going to make millions together, blah, blah, blah. Right? Here's a lesson for you. Write this down. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So the most important thing we communicate in that three-way call is coming from our heart, that we really care about this person. I'm doing a lot of coaching now, self-development arena, and I did this call on Saturday that, I mean, 1 hour later, this woman wrote me a letter, an email, and she's 55 years old, phenomenally talented, a lawyer, engineer, blah, 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 blah. And she's basically has no job. And she said, you know, Mary Jo, after all the coaching and counseling, all the people that have gone, she's very arrogant, very much so in the call until I was like maybe 15 minutes, 25 minutes into it, I allowed her to like disarm herself because I know how to do that. But she said, no one has given me the insight that you gave me and to think of all the counseling I've gone to. And I was just... That's not a prideful thing. It's just the idea about what did Mary Jo do? I didn't talk about how much I knew. I just really cared about her. And, you know, sometimes it's a hard time for us to care about people who are really arrogant or really this or really that, right? And the idea is that that has nothing to do with you. You're in that phone call. You're in that position, in that moment, to help to make a difference in that person's life. And if you look at it that way and you quit allowing things to bother you, become Teflon around. You listen to them and you see, where can I step into their lives? How can I help them? How can I show I care? even if you might not like their personality and you think they're a little bitter, or you think they're this or that, or they're not the same faith as you are, or they, you know, whatever it is that you want to be all judgmental about, you know, especially for you guys who have a walk with the Lord, you know, we're to love everyone. We can set aside those things because we're not going to impact lives unless we come from love. So people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So that just sets the standard for how you communicate in a three-way call. You don't let a people alarm you, disarm you. You don't get angry at them. You don't start a fight. This is not what this is about. This is purely coming from your heart. If they want to be, you know, diffuse their whatever's going on for them, you know, if that happens, we do. But when you can touch their lives and you don't give them control over you, guess what typically happens? You start having more influence in their lives. And we are here to influence other people. So people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And second principle, if you get these two down, you'll be a monster in network marketing. This was taught to me in my early stages, so I know that I know this, right? This is a need fulfillment business. So if you're not a great listener and you don't find out what their need is, what's most important to them, then I don't think you'll be successful with that new person either. And sometimes people are evasive with that, so you may not find out in the first call. You may have to take two calls or three calls, but you want to play a little Sherlock Holmes. Right? So the importance of these three-way calls. So those are just two precepts, right, for all three-way calls that you do. The three-way calls, so that, does that mean you're doing all the talking? No, because if you're supposed to be absorbing all this information and doing, you're playing Sherlock Holmes, if you're doing all the talking, there's no Sherlock Holmes going on. It's all about you. People don't want to hear all about you. They might want to hear your short quip about your story, what got you involved in Manatech, but they don't want to hear a month of Sundays about you. And that's, I know that's our number one, you know, area of expertise, but, and that's what you might feel most comfortable talking about, but I want you to throw it out the window. Draft two or three sentences that you're willing to talk about you, and then the rest is about them, finding out about them. All right? So these three-way calls provide third-party validation and social proof because you're a brand new person that you're working with, okay? For the fast start, when you get your 10 or 20 calls, you're the professional. You're the expert. And expert just means you know one more thing than the next person. So you sit down with your brand new person or over the phone if it's long distance, that's okay. You don't have to do it in person. I enjoy doing it in person if I can because I just love the social interaction. But the idea here is that you just want to, you know, you get on the phone and you take control up front. You'll take their list and you'll go, hey, John, this is, Mary Jo, you don't have no clue who I am, but I'm sitting here with your friend Sarah Sanders. And then Sarah in the background, she might say, hey, John, how are you? How are you doing? Da, da, da. I really want you to have a chance to talk to Mary Jo. She's really enlightened me on something and I'd love her to share it because right now I'm too much of a novice to tell you, or something like that. So then I get back on the phone and I just go, I just ask them, hey, how are you? I know that Sarah just started a brand new business, and when I asked her who she would most like to be in business with, she said she really would enjoy being in business with you. So obviously she has a lot of admiration for you. Okay, now what have I just done in that conversation? I made the new prospect feel good about himself. When you're told that somebody out there wants to be in business with you and they have utmost admiration for them, what do you think that does? It's okay to stroke somebody's ego because really, I believe that's true because why else would Sarah have put her on the top 20 people she wants to be in business with because she has admiration for them, right? And I said, we would love to send you some information on this incredible opportunity. So if we send it to you today, when do you think you'd have a chance to review it? Okay. So did I talk about Manatech? No. Did I talk about what kind of business? No. I didn't do any of that. So what I gave you in the outline is possible answers that John could have to this introduction because it's really brief. It's more about him being effusive about him and his relationship with the person I'm working with, a new associate. And if he says, he could say, you know, I'd like to get more information. What is this, right? Yeah, well, what is it? And the answer is you're not going to get into it, right? So you're not going to get into telling them over the phone, because how many have you been effective telling somebody over the phone what this is all about? Probably not. Most of you maybe not proficient enough to really market it over the phone and get to close somebody in the first moment of introduction. So you would say, you know, John, it's really visual, so I'd like to send you some information, and it's scientific validation behind it, and you need to see some of that as well. So when do you think you get a chance to look at it, but I got it out to you today, you know? And then you book an appointment for the follow-up. So, right, and lock the time down to do another three-way call with you and the new person. So before you get started in these calls, these 20 calls, you guys both want to, whenever you do three calls, you always want to have a calendar in front of you. Make sure you have a calendar in front of you so that you're ready to lock down the time. So both of you are prepared to know where the time slots are that you could do the follow-ups. Because you don't want to be scrambling for paperwork and trying to figure out what your calendar looks like on a call. So in prep for these three-way calls, you want to have your calendars ready. If you're going to do more three-way calls, you want to make sure you have consistent open time for both of you so you can do it together again. All right, so you look at it and say, great, so let's call you. How about noon tomorrow? Does that work for you? Super, so we'll give you a call at noon tomorrow. Listen, John, thanks. I really enjoyed talking to you and meeting you over the phone. I look forward to our communication tomorrow. I know you'll enjoy what you receive. Yeah, I support it from a perspective that you know that's going to be good. All right, the second one. Another way, if the person says, so when asked, well, what is it, you don't get into it. Great, I'd love to take a look at it. That could be, isn't it? And the same thing. Great, if we send you something for today, when will you get a chance to look at it? Same kind of thing, booking it again. What if the person says, hey, thanks for thinking of me, but right now I'm just totally jammed. I can't take on another thing. What do you want to do then? You want to be kind to the person. You want to be understanding and empathetic. You don't want to say, well, you have no idea what this is. Clearly, you would put everything else aside if you knew what this was. This person might be caring for elderly parents that are going through horrific, you know, health challenges, and you're trying to tell them what their priority is. So you should not be pushy. You should be totally empathetic. Great? So, you want to be, hey, man, I get that. Sometimes our lives get really busy. If I check back with you, say, in a month or so, one of the things that really attracted me to this opportunity was it gave me more free time. So that may be a great reason for you to take a look at it as well. So when somebody's really jammed up, you right away have an opportunity to sell what this could present to them, right? Because they feel jammed. So if you present this as something that would potentially give them a lot more free time, that they could be sensitive just to that in and of itself, right? Notice the answer there. So, and then you book it for down the road. Hey, if somebody says not now, even no means not right now. So, I mean, everybody could say anything. They could just say, hey, listen, I'm not interested in anything. And you go, is that a, you could ask, does it mean like not right now, or would you like us to get back in touch with you in 30 to 60 days? See if you're open. And if they say no, it's okay. No is okay. No's don't mean never. It just means not right now. But you can keep them on your list and maybe call them back in 6 months if they don't want, have a time they want to be called back or they didn't suggest that. But the other thing you want to do with every single no you get is take a chance of an opportunity and say, do you know of anyone who might have some interest in developing a separate business opportunity to get some residual income? You can just ask them that question. Because then what you're doing is you're adding to your list. And you know how important adding to lists are. We want as many contacts as we possibly can everywhere we go. I'll give you an example. I was just out in LA last week. I spoke at a small business expo, and somebody at the expo went around and collected business cards off of every exhibitor's table and sent them out with all their information on their card. Do you know, I just picked up 138 contacts. Is that cool or cool? I didn't even do it. Somebody else did it. I got this spreadsheet, right? And the funniest part of it is somehow Lydia's card got on my table, and the guy wrote Lydia's name, so I'll never even get a call from anybody. But I picked up all these. But contacts are really important. You think I'm going to follow up with each and every one of those people? Absolutely. You know I will. But how do I collect 138 contacts in one day and I didn't even do anything? That's a kind of a blessing. It just landed in my lap. But so do I expect to get a lot of signups from that? I don't know. But you know what? I'm going to connect with every single one of them. Opportunity knocks, you take advantage of it. So always be looking for other people who might be interested. And if they said no and then they say something like, and you ask them, do you know of anyone else who might have some interest in looking at, you know, a business opportunity, they might say, well, what's the business have to do with? What's the product? So if they've already said no, I have no problem getting it because I'm not going to reconnect with them probably for 3 to 6 months anyway, just to see where they are in their life. So I have no problem saying, hey, we're all about really helping people be as healthy as they can be. I mean, there's some great breakthroughs out there in plant technology that are making huge differences in people's lives. And, you know, I've yet to find somebody who isn't interested in maximizing their health. So he might say something like that. And he might say, oh, yeah, well, I have a friend of mine that really is interested in health stuff. And they might give you a referral. And that's great. If they're interested in health, that's just one more barrier you don't have to break down, right? So always don't ever be afraid to ask if they know of anyone who might be interested in starting a side, you know, gig or my, you know, I'd like to call it gigs today because that language is kind of hip for people, you know, a side gig that could provide them some residual income stream. That's what you want to say and see what they come up with. All right, clear to everybody. So that's your beginner list. Always three-way calls. Don't allow your brand new person to go out there and strike out on his own. Even if he has experience in network marketing, you might sit down with them because other experiences haven't worked for them. You want to help, what, retrain them on perhaps the language they're using, make sure they get the two basic precepts. This is a need fulfillment business. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Because they're missing something in their prior experience because they did not create the results that are there to be created. So you want to still, even if they've done 5 other network marketing companies, let's do the first 5 together. You may not do 20, but you might do the first 5, and you retrain them on perhaps some bad habits they developed in some of the other experiences they had. Number 2, we do 3-way calls in regard to presenting. So let's say you're relatively new and, you know, you lined up a conference call with somebody. They wanted to hear about it. They go, oh, don't bother sending me something. You know, or you send them something and you want to follow up to talk it through because you already forwarded some information. You're going, oh my gosh, how am I going to talk about the science of glycobiology and these glycoforms on the outside of the cell surface and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You feel uncomfortable because most people, when they first get involved in this business, have a hard time really grasping the science of glycobiology, which is our core technology, which you really want to understand. That's why you as a mentor, as an upline, want to be doing 3-way calls with people because you want to become the expert. Now, remember what the expert is? Just knows one more thing than the other person. So don't overwhelm yourself and go, come from fear. Remember false expectations appearing real. No fear. Fearless is what we be because you're the expert. You know one more thing than the last guy. And you just answer as best you can. So you want to be there to do the presentation because you know your brand new person or your person that's only been in for a couple months still is having a hard time perhaps grasping the depth of understanding to really talk about glyconutrients at a more sophisticated level. So you want to be there for them, be present for them. And so we use it as a presentation. You've sent out some materials, and now you're following up with a presentation, okay? So, you know, because most of our presentations we typically think of, we talk about, you know, we send them out a video or we send them out some information. Now we're doing the follow-up, and we're actually doing a little presentation on top of that to just talk about what's going on and perhaps, you know, why you got involved. So you should always be ready to do that with your new associates. Because what you're doing when you do this, people, here's the other most important thing to understand. You're training your new business builders on how they need to work with the people they bring in. If you don't do this training step by step, guess what they're not going to do? They're not going to do it either. And guess what's going to happen to them? They're going to fail. So when we fail to go through this step-by-step process with our new people, we're just building like an auto failure system inside of them. Is that what you want to do? I don't think so. You want your people to succeed. The more they succeed, the more you succeed, right? That's the beauty of the structure of the network marketing model. You want to help support your people to become leaders and be the best they can be. And you can't make too great an investment in your downline leaders. No such thing. They create for you. So you want to be able to do that and be a presentation moment, those. And you want to keep your people away from misrepresenting what Manatech is, because that's all they're capable of doing when they're relatively new. They're going to say things they don't know. You also want to educate them on never saying something. Always be willing to say, you know what, that's a great question. I have no idea how to respond to that, but let me get back to you on that. Always train them and teach them. Fight the urge to pretend like you have to be a know-it-all. So it's the idea of allowing yourself to be part and parcel of that presentation and support. Even when you're supporting another person that has 1 month, 3 months experience, you surely don't want to misrepresent. You'll have the urge to do it because you're supposed to be their leader. But you know what? None of us know everything. And when you can be humble and admit, you know what, that's a great question, I don't have the answer, I'm going to go get that for you. Is it okay if I get back to you in the next 24 hours? And that's great. Now you've taught your new person who's on that phone with you in that presentation that they need to be humble as well and not say things they don't know about. The other thing it does when you do a three-way call as a mentor to your new person and in a presentation style, it shows up that this is actually a team. So what you're communicating to that prospect on the phone who's just received the materials, reviewed them, and now may have a series of questions is the fact that what? That he knows that when he goes out there and starts having calls and he needs to do a presentation for his organization, he knows that this is a team. So this works for him as well. You establish a pattern of acceptable behavior in your organization. When you don't have acceptable patterns of behavior in your organization, then people have no idea what they're joining. So you might be able to even draft a list about what my commitment is to my team and what your commitment will be to your team. And you start developing this as a standard of operation within your community, your tribe. I think it's the perfect vehicle to make sure that your organization continues to flourish. A lot of people on this call joined Manatech at a time when we could say anything and they'd sign up because the science was so incredible and the testimonials were so off the charts. Everybody was joining. I mean, I remember when I used to have like 200, 300, 1 month, 400 people join my organization 1 month. So I can't even conceptualize that today. I'm excited if I get 10% of that in 1 month, even 5% of that. But that's where we were at those early building times in the 90s. You know, when we had the heal, cure, mitigate going on all the time, it was pretty simple to sign up everybody. Today it's a little more difficult, but it's still out there to be had. It just won't be quite at that pace. But you need to develop standards in your organization of how this business works. And three-way calls should be the foundational premise of how you share with other people, right? And if they need more information, here's another thing I always tell people. When people ask about if they get on it, you do a little presentation or to the person and they ask, well, are you ready to get going? Are you ready to get signed up? Are you ready to get started on the products? Are you interested in, you know, the business or just taking the products? What are your viewpoint on this? You know, if they go, well, I think I need some more information. You go, great, I'll send you some more information. Never say that. Whenever people ask for more information, you want to be really crystal clear. Ask them immediately, so what information would you like to receive? Otherwise, you get off the phone call and you look at each other and you're looking to your downline who just had this call with you and going, okay, what do you think we should send them? If you find yourself in that position, you've already failed. First things first. People love to delay decision-making, right? How many times do you find yourself in a position where you feel a little pressure and you right away find an excuse not to do something or not to take action? Absolutely, raise your hand. We all do. So does everybody else. If you have that operating in your physical, physiological system. What do you think is happening to the prospect on the phone? Same thing. So we use it as a deferral mechanism. We defer decision-making by saying, I'd like to get more information. So first you want to call them out on that to just find out if it's true or not. And the best way to do that without insulting somebody is to just say, oh, John, great. We'd love to send you some more information. What is the specific information you'd like to see? Ask them what they're looking for. You might have idea what you want to send to them, but forget it. What your idea is nothing and not important compared to what they need to make the decision. So quit being presumptive. Allow that prospect to inform you what they need. Sometimes when you say that, this has happened to me, when I say, so what other information? Well, Mary Jo, really, I'm just not sure. I mean, then they fall back to the fact that they're not ready. And then I can help them. I can say, so what's going to make a difference for you, John, in terms of making a decision whether you want to step forward in this or not? You tell me. How can I support you and make you feel more comfortable about joining us in this incredible business opportunity? That's what I say to them. Listen to the language. It's all about how it, now my new associate can't do that because they haven't done this before, but you want to make it so comfortable for them that you are all in to support them making the best decision for them. We're not going out there trying to strong-arm people. We're trying to make the best decision, help them make the best decision for them. And then they might come out with things like, well, I don't know, blah, 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 right? But you're there to be prepared. So always be ready to answer. And always, you know, the mentor always, when you do the structure of these, I put a little structure in there. And, you know, the structure of it always is about you introduce your prospect to your mentor, so the person who has the contact is the one introducing and edifying. Always edify each other. You should always edify your brand new associate. No matter, you could say, but Mary Jo, the person doesn't do what they tell them to do. They're not doing their work. It doesn't matter. You edify them. You edify them. When you start edifying other people, it's amazing how that can shift a person. Because now they start trying to fill the shoes you put them in, even though they haven't been filling them. Do you ever follow me? Wow, if Mary Jo thinks that highly of me, maybe I ought to start reading some of the material she sends me every week, or maybe I ought to show up at our calls, or maybe I ought to be part of her leadership team. You follow? All of that starts falling in place. So you want to do that. And then all the rest of the information you can read about that. The last thing I have in here is three-way calls for closing. So after the person's, you might have done three a call and presentation, the person asked for more information, blah, 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 blah. You want to be there and support your new people on validation and close. They may have done the presentation on their own. You may have done the presentation for them. They may have just sent information out to them, right, to read or whatever, right? So you want to step in and you want to help close the person because your new person probably doesn't know how to close people either. Sometimes the person just needs another level of validation. So if you haven't even been in the picture with them, except maybe the introduction side, they've already gotten all the materials. Your downline person did a presentation. They're hemming and hawing. Your downline goes, "Hey, I just told them, hey, why don't we talk to Mary Jo? Blah blah blah." I get to get on the phone call, right? And it's all about them. In other words, when I get on a phone call as a mentor to somebody, as somebody that's been around in this business for 26 years, and some of you go, "Well, Mary Jo, I've only been in it for 2 months." That's okay. 26 years is one thing. 2.5 months is another. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, it's longer than the person on the phone because they're not even in it yet. So you're experienced, right? Remember, an expert is just a person who knows one more thing than the next. So you want to do that, and you want to just talk to them about what? You want to talk to them about validating what your other team member said. You want to validate it. You want to validate and close that person. So you're going to talk about information that was shared. If I haven't talked to the person before, one of the favorite things I like to do is just tell them my story. And that doesn't mean I take up 20 minutes. I take up 3. I want you to learn how to tell your story short and concise. Because they're going to want to know, why did you join? A lot of people say that to me because of my background, but my background doesn't mean anything. I'm not a lawyer. I am a lawyer still today, just do pro bono work, but I'm not lawyering. So it doesn't matter that but they want to know, what caused you to join this? So I tell them briefly my story, 3, 4, 5 sentences, that's it. I'm not on the phone for 25 minutes giving them blow by blow, because my story validates joining Manatee. And you can even share things like, you know, what I found out is that there's not a person out there that doesn't care about their health. Would you agree with me on that? Notice how I include them in the process. Would you agree with me about that? And they go, yeah, right. I said, you know, I do a lot of training about wealth building and other things, personal growth, but the one thing, nothing else matters if you don't have your health. So if you had an opportunity, John, to go out there and make a difference in people's number one area of concern, whether they recognize it or not, do you think that that's a good field to be in? You follow? How powerful is that statement? But that's what you want to do, to make them understand that stepping out in health, I mean, you could go out there and sell widgets to people, but anyone could go without a widget. But no one can go without their health. And these products have remarkable impact on people's health. So you just drive that, whatever that is. So you're building credibility. You're talking about why you love it so much. If you're somebody like Mary Jo, or you have somebody else in your upline that's been around for 5 years, 10 years, whatever, they can talk about that historical value of what they've seen in 25, 26 years, the impact this has had on literally hundreds of thousands of people's lives. They can also bring up, you know, the average person out there stays on these products for 9.5 years, the average person. What does that tell you about the value these products have in people's lives? A lot of people are willing to try something, but they try it for a month and then they quit. But that doesn't happen with Manatee products. And I don't usually ever talk about the money-back guarantee until the very end. If you lead with a money-back guarantee, you sound cheap. You sound like that's the only thing you have to sell on. If you tack it on, oh, by the way, John, I just want to tell you about the this is how I talk about it. I just want to tell you about the incredible integrity this company has. Because, you know, there are millions of different nutritional supplements out there. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is trying to sell you something. Do you agree with me on that? And then they say yes. And I go, have you ever seen a company? I hesitate. Have you ever seen a company that has a 100% money-back guarantee on their nutritional supplements for up to 6 months? And I just stop. It's called the pregnant pause, because it's so impactful, because they go, how can a company do that? And if they ask you that question, that's even better. You go, you know what? You're absolutely right. What you're asking me is, how come this company is not out of business? Well, let me tell you that less than 1% of the people out there ever take advantage of the money-back guarantee. And I've only had 3 in the last 10 years that have done it, and 2 of them sent back unopened containers. So it wasn't about the products didn't work. It was the person chose not to take them. So there's a big difference in that, isn't there? You follow? So anyway, so you can present it. Listen to the way that's presented compared to perhaps the way you're presenting it. And it's about just really clean languaging, supporting people, convincing them in a way that really is great. So you're the one, you close, you just, and when people start giving you jazz, you know, closing is really about just overcoming their limiting beliefs. So you're asking, why doesn't this make sense for you? And they might have 10 different reasons that they give you, and you just go, so what do you have as an alternative? You know, you're the best at just finding out where the person's going in their lives. And if you can't close them, if there's not a way, you don't want, you know, to take nonsense from people, because most people, they're stuck. And you can go, so are you suggesting me you really don't need a stream of residual income that's not attractive to you? Well, Mary Jo, I've done this a million times before. And I said, well, you know what? I want to apologize for a lot of the other companies out there. I think there are a lot of companies out there, number one, that don't have the best products, number two, that don't have a good support system, number three, that don't really help people learn how to be leaders. But that's not who we are. And if you believed in the model at one time, you know the model works. Have you known people in this industry that have been highly successful? Great. So then it's about a belief maybe in yourself or needing the right kind of support team around you. I can guarantee you we have the right support team, and I can also support you and say, we're going to help you achieve a greater belief in yourself. What did I just do in that conversation? I just helped them diffuse whatever their issues were around not doing this in a gentle, soft fashion. That's who we want to be. So I gave you at the back, or I gave you like the reasons why. Number one, why do you do 3-year calls? It gives the person credibility, right? There's someone else who is totally behind this company and these products and an experienced person that's part of their team. Great training ground for you as you'll learn better ways to say things. Just like today's call. I bet there's some people on this call who are taking down notes the whole time Mary Jo was talking. And I'm not saying I'm an expert at it. I've just been in it for 23 years. And I love impacting people's lives. I'm 100% dedicated to helping them achieve better health and better results in their financial status because it's such a crisis today. So that's just what drives me. And if you use some of the language I've given you, I guarantee you, you'll get comfortable with it. You'll start being more effective with it. So you just want to try something different if what you're doing isn't working. And you really want to set yourself up for success. And you can say, I feel a little awkward. I felt awkward in my first year, too. In fact, I failed miserably. But we just keep working at it and improving our language. And always have in your mind, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Come from your heart. I was, for the first 6 months, always coming from my head, and that didn't work very well. I failed miserably. I was a lawyer, businesswoman, extremely, successful in what I'd done, and so no one was going to tell me anything, and I knew it all, and that was horrifically bad. All I can tell you is it'll never work, right? What works is compassion, heart, caring about the person. Because they'll join you just because there aren't a lot of people that care that much about them in their lives. And they want to be a part of you. They want you to be a part of their lives the rest of their lives because you care. And that's good enough for many, many people, right? And that's what we do. We form a tribe, and then we help work with them to make them more effective. And success in closing people is always more effective when you have a seasoned veteran around, as long as they're efficient and effective and have the same kind of values you have. And the idea that you build a sense of confidence. Every time you have 3 people, you build a sense of confidence in the new person that, hey, there's going to be always going to be somebody out there to help me as well. You feel great because they feel like they're not doing it alone. And then, again, I text an exhibit, and just to give you some languaging for a classic 3-way call so you can pick up some language from that, even though throughout this whole call I fed a lot of language to you on how I love to communicate with people. So hopefully this helps. Any feedback from you guys? Did this call help you? Do you feel more proficient? Are you going to re-listen to it to perhaps pick out some language? How does it work for you? You guys give me feedback. Is it good?
Mary Jo, you're brilliant as always. You just gave us the 4-year career in 30-some minutes.
Thank you. And that really is. I mean, we have nothing to say. We just have to reread and listen because it's there. And, This is the best time right now. People really are looking for a side gig.
They are. Everyone. More so than you could ever imagine.
Send him anything from Manatex Pro on, the opportunity one, the lifestyle video?
I think there are a lot of things in there. It depends on the person. What I send somebody really has more to do with the read I get on them up front. Like I was gone last week in L.A., somebody asked me, said something to me about, Mary Jo, I couldn't believe you're 65. And I go, well, I'm really 25. I said, my age is 65, but my health is at 25. I said, I'm like, I have not an ache or pain in my body. I run circles around my 8 grandchildren. You know, I love to tell. And they go, well, what are you doing? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, this is what I'm doing. And of course, I'm communicating with the person on a first name basis. John, this is what I'm doing, and this is, you know, I found this discovery to help my dad back 20-some years ago, and I was like, this isn't just about my dad's illness. This is about the human body and how it functions. And they go, I want to learn. So, you know, now that was aimed totally at a health thing, so that would be that. You know, somebody else at the expo said something about, well, Mary Jo, I see that you do most of the stuff you do is charity work, so how do you financially support yourself? And I talk about, you know, I have a lot of real estate that I bought over the years. I also was involved in an incredible network marketing company. I didn't even, you know, I didn't get involved to do network. I got involved because of a miracle result in my dad's life. And I said, and that, it throws off this, you know, chunky residual income still today, 20-some years later, every single month. And they were like, oh, really? He says, I haven't been very effective. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, I think the number one problem, you know, probably if I had to put my finger on it, is most people just don't get enough support. And because you need support on how to become a leader and how to grow it yourself. And did you feel like you received that when you were in your other company? Notice the languaging. And they're going, no, because what do I know they're going to say? I'm almost telling them something that I already know the answer to. They're going to say no one ever helped them with, you know, becoming the leader. And I go, well, if you don't develop leaders in network marketing, you'll never grow your business, because your business is based on growing other people. So you need to go through the growth, and then you need to help other people. And you don't have to, I mean, they might grow to be 10 times the leader you are, but that, you still need to lead, guide, direct them in a path to become a leader, because then they'll grow their own business, right? So now he's after me. He wants to get in touch with me to find out what the company it is and da-da-da-da-da and take some coaching. Hello. So you notice.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo, right? See, it's not about going out there and going, hey, I have these great products. I can't wait to share them with you. No. Get out in public, get involved with different organizations, do different things, doing speaking gigs or do something else or work with people. And don't go out there and go, hey, I got the best products in the world. You know, people are inundated with that stuff. You just want to talk about yourself or talk about, you know, something. You can always draw something in that starts a conversation that's not phony. Right? Start with something that's
right.
Clear, that's genuine, that just, and soft and non-salesy. People are oversold today. You don't oversell. Say something that creates intrigue, follow up with a little bit more intrigue, and then they'll go, hey, I'd like to know. And great. I'd love to share. I just, you know, I won't go a day without it. I have 8 grandkids that are totally healthy. They don't go a day without it. Jeez. I don't blame you for wanting to know about it. You know, you almost make them look like you're, you know, you'd be stupid not to know about it. Now, I don't say that, but, you know, follow? So I don't have to sell. I let the facts sell, right, and go from there. And you don't always close those people, but you know what? Is that more fun to do the business that way than always feel like you're out there trying to badger people to take your products? Yeah. But the problem with most of you guys and most people in Manatech today, we don't want to get out of our own way. We don't want to get out and be out in the world. We're kind of homebound. We want people to come to us. We want, you know, we expect all of a sudden 10 people to show up at our back door going, I can't wait to get on Amber Toast. No. How's that working for you? Okay. So let's go out there, people. Just get out there and become part of community events and things where you meet people and you share with them. And it's not, you don't go, hey, how would you like to be in network marketing? No. So you just ask them questions about their family, their friends, and da, 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 da. And they, you know what? People will respond. They'll go, so what do you do? And I go, oh, I said, I'm really in give back mode. I said, my favorite really is how to help people build some residual income in this world where Social Security is killing people. And I said, the gig economy, these kids and their millennials have no money. They are overburdened with student loan debt. So if I can help build residual income streams for people, you know what? That's a win-win-win. And they'll go, well, how are you doing that, Mary Jo? I said, great. Well, hey, let's talk about it. How about if we, I mean, we're just at this event. How about if we have a call tomorrow? Is that good for you? I don't want to make it like the main thing, the main thing. I want to make it like it's normal. Right? You don't have to get all of it. When you guys try to get into all of it the minute somebody asks a question, you'll find yourself tending to go in probably the wrong direction. Because the real thing you want to do is you want to get on a call with them the next day and say, hey, Sarah, I love meeting you. First, let me learn more about you. You get it? I don't even talk about what she wanted. I want to, because the more I get to learn about her and her family and what they're looking for and all that kind of stuff, now I can interface with her and talk about the business opportunity from her perspective, not my perspective. In other words, as I talk about it, I can say, well, I know you told me about, you know, that you have a large family, and this is one of the advantages of this kind of business, that you really can include all your family members. You can build a legacy for them as well, because they can all become mm-hmm. part of your business. And I love family businesses. I don't know if you've ever done a business with family members, but it's a joy. There are some ups and downs, but I said, but, you know, and you can have fun with it. But if I don't know about her family, I can't communicate that. And so now the whole communication ties back to her, her family, her own personal interests, what I learned in that conversation, instead of all about me, 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 and what I do and what's happened and Manitech's the best and blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. What am I doing in the call? I'm building a relationship, and I'm showing how much I care about that person, right? Okay, guys, listen, I got another call coming in. Love you guys. Let's go out there and make a difference. Let's go out and do some sharing today. Take up the information today and go out and make a difference in somebody's life. You know, if some of you haven't shared with somebody in a long time, maybe today's your first day to go out there and start anew and say, you know what, I'm going to talk to at least two or three people today. And I don't care if it gets to Manitech. I'm just going to go out and engage people. And through the engagement of people, collect a ton of contacts, and then eventually you can lead it to Manitech, right? Amen? Okay, everyone. Love you guys. Go out and make a difference. Bye, everybody.